say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Herzog coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with the Friday edition of The American Awakening. Got a good show for you today. I've got Dr. Dahlia Waspy coming on, and she's going to be coming on in about 20, well, after the second break. I've got some announcements to read, and being as this is Memorial Day weekend, I wanted to point out a couple things to you folks. So without further ado, let me make my announcements. Again, if you'd like a copy of Freedom to Fascism, simply go to send an email to freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. Don't forget, don't buy any gas at Exxon or Mobil. If you want to do your part not to get these prices up to $4 a gallon by midsummer, you want to not buy any gas at Exxon or Mobil. Let's see if we can make any kind of a dent in these people to at least have some sort of control over what we're paying at the pump. We have a pledge drive. It's still continuing. We want to make sure that we dig down. Send a donation to republicbroadcasting.org. If you haven't already made a donation, you'll feel so good when you do it. If you have made a donation, if you got a little extra money, send it in anyway. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on PayPal, make a $25, $50, $100, $500 donation, even up to $1,000 if you want to. We're coming back, but we still need a little help to get out of the hole. The mailing address is 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And the telephone number is 800-724-2719. You can feel free to call in, get a hold to Sandra, or maybe even John will answer the phone. He's in today. Let's see. Moving on to being as this is Memorial Day weekend, I thought this was an appropriate time to talk about the fallen soldiers and what really is going on during this war. I want to make an announcement that for all those in, well, with anywhere in car distance, if you want to, take a drive over the weekend, okay, there's a Memorial Day 2007 observance for all the casualties of the Iraq and Afghan wars from May 27th to May 29th. That starts tomorrow. The Houston chapters of Veterans for Peace, Military Families Speak Out, and Code Pink are the lead coordinators of the Memorial Day 2007 observance on Sunday, May 27th, to honor all the casualties from the ongoing Iraq and Afghanistan wars. This event will take place at the Herman Park along Fannin Street, just west of the Sam Houston statue and the Herman Circle Drive. The observance will consist of a display of small U.S. flags, each bearing the name of a fallen serviceman or woman. And on the 27th, the flags will be placed in formation during an all-day ceremony from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. while the name of each U.S. military casualty is read. A small Texas flag will be included for those lost from Texas. In the center of the flag display will be a memorial to the civilian casualties of these conflicts. And I understand Cindy Sheehan will be there. Amy Branham, who is the lady that sent me this, and she will be on my show next week. These are mothers who have lost children in the military. So let's see, what else? So schedule of events, Sunday 10 to 6, the reading of the names, Monday all day the display of the flags, and Tuesday all day the display of the flags and memorial to all of the civilian casualties. I'm not going to go into reading all of the organizations that are involved, but there's a slew of them here, folks. So, I'm thinking it's possible I may attend this myself. I'm debating on whether I haven't driven to Houston from Austin, but I may just do that. So if you come, you may see me there. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I will be back in a few with, I'm going to read another clip regarding these soldiers. So stick with me. We'll be back in three, and look forward to a good show today.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Before I get to my guests, and being this is Memorial Day weekend, I'm going to read a quick article here by William Rivers Pitt, and he's a Truth Out columnist. And this is on the soldiers, folks. He was just a blue-eyed Boston boy. His voice was low with pain. I'll do your bidding, comrade mine, if I ride back again. But if you ride back and I am left, you do as much for me. Mother, you know, must hear the news, so write to her tenderly. And that's signed, Two Soldiers. I want to take a moment, you and I, to slice through the shouting and the posturing and the politics. Let's elbow out some space, just a wee margin, away from fired U.S. attorneys and Gonzales and subpoenas and Karl Rove, away from Cheney and Bush and spending bills with withdrawal plans and all the rest of it. Let's put a little room between these things and ourselves, not because these things are unimportant, but because something underneath it all still manages to get ignored, even within the maelstrom of a failing administration, and we need to talk about it. A soldier from Massachusetts was killed in Iraq last week. He was an Army sergeant. He was 25 years old. A soldier from New Mexico was killed in Iraq last week. He was a specialist, and he was 21 years old. A soldier from Alabama was killed in Iraq last week. He was a staff sergeant. He was 31 years old. A soldier from Indiana was killed in Iraq last week. He was a private, and he was 20 years old. A soldier from California was killed in Iraq last week. He was a staff sergeant. He was 25 years old. A soldier from New Hampshire was killed in Iraq last week. He was a captain and was 25 years old. A soldier from North Carolina was killed in Iraq last week. He was a specialist and was 33 years old. A soldier from Michigan was killed in Iraq last week. He was a specialist and was 23 years old. A soldier from Arkansas was killed last week. He was a private and he was 21 years old. Nine soldiers whose names I am withholding out of respect for their families are gone. Nine soldiers gone in less than a week. Nine names added to the bloody list. A list that totals 45 soldiers killed in Iraq over a short passage of 12 days. 45 soldiers killed in less than 2 weeks, added to the 81 soldiers lost in March, added to the 80 soldiers lost in February. This is a surge you've heard about 3 months along now, and that smothering euphemism is brutally appropriate. Critics tried to label the newest fiasco an escalation in the media when it began, so the truth of it wouldn't be buried under kinder, gentler, political soothing terminology. Yet surge is the word, and the lethality of it all is only lost when we fail to take a moment to encompass it. Bush and his people have surged about 200 American soldiers into the cold ground over this new year and have surged about 200 folded American flags into the trembling hands of shattered families, have surged woe and horror and sorrow into the hearts and souls of people from all points on the national compass. They have not surged any kind of success into the Iraq occupation or the equation, of course. But this becomes mere grist for the political mill only when the rest of us fail to take a moment and remember that failed policies these days are always paid for in blood. 45 soldiers in 12 days. Will it be 90 soldiers in 24? 100 soldiers when it time comes to turn the calendar page or more? Who can say? The only constant is butchery, and as we slide along this axis of an inevitable carnage day after day, we can depend upon a daily dose of death to present itself before us. We can and must engage in political fights of this hour. We must demand accountability, push for hearings and subpoenas, and work to corner this deranged administration so that maybe, just maybe, a chance to stop killing can be seized. Take this moment, just a small slice of time, for death. In all the noise and the thunder and shouting, don't forget to take that small moment. It is the very least we, the living, can do. And when we talk about that, we talk about subpoenas and hearings and so forth. My guest coming up, Dr. Dalia Wasfi. She's a nationally known speaker and activist. She's born in the United States to an American Jewish mother and an Iraqi Muslim father. She lived in Iraq as a child, returning to the U.S. at age 5. She graduated from Swarthmore College with a B.A. in biology in 1993 and earned her medical degree from the University of Pennsylvania in 1997. Dr. Wasfi has made 2 trips to Iraq since 2003 shock and awe invasion to visit her extended family. She returned from a 3-month stay in Basra in March of 2006. On April 27, 2006, she testified at a congressional forum to provide her eyewitness account of life in Iraq. Based on her experiences, Dr. Wasfi is speaking out in support of immediate, unconditional withdrawal of American forces in Iraq. Her website is www.liberatethis.com. She spoke out at this hearing, and I've got a clip of it I'm going to play, then we'll go to a break, then I'll have Dr. Wasfi up to talk to her. Go ahead and turn it up. You got it? Okay, here we go.
My take-home message from today is that my family and others who have lived their entire lives in Iraq don't know what's going on because it's chaos. There's no law. There's no order. It's anarchy. So for anyone to be sitting here 7,000 miles away, we can't know what's going on there. So I don't have time to address all of Dr. Pillar's points, but I do want to comment on his comment that the Shia owe the U.S. a thanks for the overthrow of Saddam. Let's keep in mind that in 1991, it was the American administration who encouraged the Shiite to rise up against Saddam Hussein. We said, we will back you up. And then they were nowhere to be found, and 10,000 Shia were massacred. Let's keep in mind that Saddam was put in power. He was a CIA agent, and his killing sprees started when the CIA was feeding him names of leftists, intellectuals, and communists to eliminate. And let's keep in mind that sanctions imposed primarily by the United States and Great Britain strengthened his rule. So the point there is Iraqis have taken, they've had just about all the help they can take from America. I speak to you today on behalf of relatives on my mother's side, Ashkenazi Jews who fled their homeland of Austria during Hitler's Anschluss. It is for them that we say never again. I speak to you today on behalf of relatives on my father's side who are not living but dying under the occupation of this administration's deadly foray in Iraq. From the lack of security to the lack of basic supplies to the lack of electricity to the lack of potable water to the lack of jobs to the lack of reconstruction to the lack of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, They are much worse off now than before we invaded. Never again should apply to them, too. On my first day in Basra, December 25, 2005, my family's house lost electricity. On the second day, we lost water. On the third day, we lost telephone service. One cousin said, "I think tomorrow we won't have air." He was joking, but with the hundreds to thousands of tons of depleted uranium that continue to fall on Iraq as I speak, every breath is tainted. Depleted uranium is the most likely etiology for the 600% increase in Iraq's infant mortality rate and 300% increase in pediatric leukemias and lymphomas after 1991. It is also the most likely cause of Gulf War syndrome. During the 42 days of the 1991 Gulf War, electricity power stations, telecommunication centers, and sewage treatment plants were destroyed. Their repair or replacement was impeded by economic sanctions. To this day, 15 years later, water from the tap is contaminated, as I accidentally proved during my stay. Families have to buy their water from special stations. For families who can afford it, bottled water is better for drinking, which provides economic gain to Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. Between my visits in 2004 and 2006, there has been no reconstruction in Basra. Bombed buildings remain a constant reminder of our aerial campaigns. One cousin taught at a primary school that was bombed during shock and awe. To this day, the structure is damaged and unusable. Streets are filled with garbage and sewage, undrivable because of bombing damage and general disrepair. New traffic lights were installed while I was there, but due to limited electricity, they're non-functional. Hospitals throughout Iraq were crippled by sanctions as well and have been unable to recover. Epidural anesthesia for child labor or disc disease is simply not available. One of the main hospitals in Basra could not do operations for a week because there was no gauze. That hospital was still standing, however, unlike in Fallujah. And the segments of the population who suffer the most whenever there is no law and order are women and children. They are the most susceptible to traumas of violence and kidnapping. Before the invasion, my cousin at age 18 traveled around Basra independently. Today, it is unsafe for her to go out without being accompanied by a man. As scores of Iraqis die every day, it does not matter if you call it civil war, sectarian strife, or democracy. It is, by design, an American killing field, a smokescreen for stealing oil. It is families, Iraqi and American, who are paying the highest price for the disaster of U.S. foreign policy. This Congress has appropriated hundreds of billions of dollars for our illegal occupation. But the money isn't being spent on armoring military vehicles, and it's not going towards helping returning veterans, whose health care budget came up $1 billion short in 2005. Under Paul Bremer's regime in Iraq, $9 billion went missing. $9 billion. Could we have used the money here at home? We should ask the people of New Orleans, a city that was 70% black, now scattered across the country. And while Louisiana and Mississippi were gasping for air, 6,800 members of their National Guard were in Iraq as part of a military force inflicting the same death and destruction as Katrina on the civilian population there. In September 2001, with the exception of Barbara Lee, Congress gave a blank check for war to the decider, who has access to chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons. We are the ones using white phosphorus. We are the ones using napalm and its derivatives. And we are the ones using depleted uranium. This is not a war on terror. This is a war of terror. Your obligation to the people of Iraq, to the people of America, and to the rest of the world is the immediate, unconditional withdrawal of American troops and mercenaries from Iraq. In the words of Hassan Jumaa Awad, president of the Basra Oil Workers Union, we as a union call for the withdrawal of foreign occupation forces and their military bases. We don't want a timetable. This is a stalling tactic. We will solve our own problems. We are Iraqis. We know our country, and we can take care of ourselves. We have the means, the skills, and resources to rebuild and create our own democratic society. Bring the troops home. Make it your number one priority as if lives depended on it, because it does. Bring them home now. Thank you.
You just heard a clip from Dr. Dahlia Wasby regarding bringing the troops home from Iraq at a democratic forum. You know, it's ironic that I told all my listeners that I was going to record The View yesterday for Rosie O'Donnell because she was going to have, I believe, Dylan Avery on or William Rodriguez or somebody regarding the 9/11 thing, and I recorded it and I turned it on last night to watch it, and guess who was there? None other than George Bush having a press conference that preempted The View. While he was on there, he was talking about the new budget for the Iraq war. This has been going on for over 4 years now, folks, and we've got to do something about this.
Calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin
for Catholic
soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I've got my guest, Dahlia Wasfi, on the line, Dr. Dahlia Wasfi. And I have to say, Dahlia, it was a very impressive speech you made.
Oh, thank you. It's funny, I haven't listened to it for a while, but I get pretty worked up.
did it do any good, though?
Well, no, obviously not,
right.
Because over a year later, they're still funding the war. So.
Well, you know, I was just mentioning, and I recorded The View, which I don't normally watch, but I turned it on because I wanted to see this 9/11 thing that Rosie O'Donnell was going to talk about, and guess who shows up on my screen but George Bush talking about more funding for this war that, you know, it's been going on for over 4 years now, and, you know, in light of this is Memorial Day weekend, this is an appropriate time to bring these things to light, you know, and, you know, focus on it. Ironically, and by the way, this is a short segment, so we'll have a few minutes and we'll go to a break and then we'll have a long time to talk, okay?
Okay.
I mean, as you mentioned in this speech in 1991, you know, I mean, first of all, the CIA, put Saddam Hussein in power to begin with.
Right.
And, you know, they encouraged the Shiites to do their dirty deeds, and then they split on them. They left them.
Right.
I mean, this whole thing is orchestrated. Nothing happens by accident politically. And what happens, the result is, you know, the figures that they give us, Dahlia, is that there's, I don't know, what is it, 3,440, American.
Somewhere around there, yeah, American dead.
And then the real figures. Now, there was, I have a lady coming on next week that lost her son in the military, Amy Branham. And she's telling me, among other people, that the figures are much, much higher than that.
Right. The way the Pentagon does that is that they and from my friends who are Vietnam veterans, they did the same thing in that era, is that they played with the numbers basically, so that the official Pentagon count that is brought to us in the news is only counts those individuals who basically died in the sands of Iraq. If you're injured and you're transported to Germany and you die there, you don't count. If you're traumatized and you come home and you commit suicide, you don't count. So in reality, and these are numbers I have from a retired Major Doug Rocky, who was the Pentagon's number one guy for geophysics and science, he has access to those numbers, and it's over 4,000. Now, I've heard other estimates that say it could be double that, but nothing can be confirmed. But I think it's safe to say, and again, also with the wounded, there's over 50,000 wounded, but the way the Pentagon plays with the numbers, I think part of the manipulation is non-combat versus combat injuries, but that's they've dropped that number down to over 20,000, but that is more than double.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's so many ways I can go with this, and as far as the wounded is concerned, I had Art Bernclaw, who's an activist for the veterans, on my show about a month ago, and he was telling me, you know, even when they come back, the games that they play with the casualties, and when they give them a discharge, they trick them on their way out so they can't get benefits.
It's horrible. This is the great tragedy of support the troops, about that slogan, because the only people who are not supporting the troops are the ones who've been delegated the responsibility to do so. That's our government. And as you heard me mention in the speech, in 2005, the VA healthcare budget came up $1 billion short. Meanwhile, you know, we've lost billions, literally billions, in Iraq. Through corruption, most likely. That's the tragic reality, is that, and this is, you know, wait another 5-10 years. There are already veterans of the illegal occupation of Iraq who are homeless on the street. And 1/3 of the homeless in America are veterans. So support the troops, absolutely. Get them out of harm's way. Stop sending them to violate international law and take care of them when they get home.
Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned, when they do come home, they're tricked into an early, or they're tricked into an out under a chapter. I believe it's 513, where they say, the people in there that discharged them say, oh yeah, well if you take this, you can get out really easily. And then when they go back, and you'll still get your benefits. But when they go back to get their benefits, the benefits aren't there because they didn't know what they were signing to begin with.
Exactly. They lied to get them into the service, and they lie to get them out.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me, we're coming up on a break shortly, but you, in your bio, you left Iraq when you were 5 years old, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and so, and your family still lives there.
Well, my mom's American. My dad, they met in Washington, D.C. My mom was born and raised in New York. My dad's originally from Basra. So my immediate family, my parents and my older sister and I, left in 1977,
mm-hmm.
but all my paternal relatives are still there. So they are, my dad has 7 living brothers and sisters, and they have kids, and those kids have kids, so it's a big family.
Right, and so these people have, all of your non-immediate family, have suffered through these sanctions back in the George H.W. Bush 41, in 1991 through 2001.
Mm-hmm. And those were the really, like, you know, as miserable as life was and as desperate as conditions were, they look back now as those are the good old days because they had security and they had better services. So that's the real, you know, that's testimony to how bad things are under the American occupation.
Okay, we're going to go to a break. Stick with me, Dr. Wasfi. We'll be back in 3. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. We'll have more from the good doctor when we get back. Tell some more stories, hopefully. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Dr. Dalia Wasfi. Dalia, let me ask you, you made two trips over there, correct?
Since the invasion, yes.
Since the invasion, you've made two trips over there. All right. And is there any, have you seen any improvements at all? I mean, you know, we're told over here that, we're bringing democracy to Iraq and that, they're rebuilding and so forth. Is there any truth to that?
No. No, we are not the people to be spreading democracy around the world since we don't really have it here in the United States. And what I tell my audience is that, you know, the rest of the world knows very well that almost 6 years ago now, two towers fell in New York, and it's still a hole in the ground. New Orleans, Hurricane Katrina struck, Hurricane Rita struck, and the Lower Ninth Ward is still a disaster area. Now the tornadoes hit Kansas, and there's no way to help them. So the idea that the Iraqis want us to do their reconstruction, I mean, what if they're the ones applying for the job, I mean, who would accept it? So the reality is that we went in to, first the military goes in, paves the way for the American businesses who get the no-bid contracts, reaping billions of dollars of profit. And we can see that our quote-unquote representatives in Congress are answering to their constituency, which are the lobbyists. It's the defense contractors and the Zionist lobby who are shaping our foreign policy. And we have to be aware of it. We have to know what's being done in our name and then determine if that's acceptable to us.
Mm-hmm. So currently, I mean, up to today, as far as you know, I mean, you're in communication with your family over there, I would imagine, on a regular basis. Yes.
As often as possible. I'm very lucky that they have cell phones because the landline, the house phone, has been down for 6 months. And this was absolutely, you know, this is unheard of. And the electricity, I got a text message from my cousin that, you know, for 24 hours at a time, they are without electricity and water. And this is the summer is there for them. It's 115 degrees already.
So there's really, other than bottled water, I mean, if they can't afford to buy bottled water, which I understand what comes in from Kuwait, is it? Or is it supplied to them by Halliburton or what?
Well, actually, yeah. When I was there, I always got Aquafina. My family did not want me drinking even the treated water. It's treated by reverse osmosis, and I'm not smart enough to know what that does. But that's what they would drink, and there are special, these RO reverse osmosis stations around the areas to go get water. But they didn't want me drinking it because of the depleted uranium contamination, which if I'm drinking that water on a regular basis, the depleted uranium will deposit in my kidneys and then cross into my bloodstream, and I will develop the illnesses that have skyrocketed in incidence, the cancers and such, since the first Gulf War and again after 2003. But when I was there, I drank Aquafina that I looked at the labels, and they were coming in from Kuwait and Saudi Arabia, who really don't need supplements to their economy at this point in time. So rather than getting, you know, publicly treated water, like, you know, we pay for water in this country, they will go and buy bottled water for the kids to give the kids a better shot at life. So it's unbelievably difficult living, unbelievably difficult.
So the RO units, I mean, your family and obviously the rest of the population over there, they know that with an RO unit, it's not taking the depleted uranium out of it.
Yeah, they do. And actually, they told me that after the first Gulf War, there was a lot of information on the Iraqi state-run television about our use of depleted uranium in Iraq and what the dangers were, and then the 600% increase in Iraq's infant mortality rate and 300% increase in the incidence of pediatric leukemias and lymphomas. That basically children, as is typically the case in modern warfare, the kids pay the highest price, because when you introduce radiation to a growing child whose cells are dividing, it screws up that process, and so they develop cancers at a significantly higher rate. But to this day, that's what they have. The sewage treatment plants were bombed in in the first Gulf War in 1991, and some repair was attempted, but because of economic sanctions, Iraq was blocked from importing, from selling its oil and bringing in materials to repair it.
Well, it seems to me, and I'm here, I'm scraping the cobwebs out of my brain. It seems to me like I did some research on the DU situation, I don't know, it was about a year ago. Mm-hmm. And I ran across, was it the RAND Corporation or the NIST? There were three or four of them, of reports that basically, you know, their synopsis was you could put depleted uranium on your pancakes in the morning and there's nothing wrong with it, right? That's the propaganda that they feed us over here.
Exactly.
Have you ever seen those reports?
I know that they were probably commissioned by the Pentagon. I know the official Pentagon stance remains to this day that it's not harmful. And of course, we have reason to doubt what the Pentagon tells us, because this is what they said about Agent Orange,
mm-hmm.
A defoliant that we dropped on Vietnam, doing nothing to protect the Vietnamese people, the civilian population, doing nothing to protect our own soldiers there. And that's why you have so many people to this day still seeking their benefits for diseases related to their exposure. So depleted uranium is the Agent Orange of this era. So, and again, I mentioned retired Major Doug Rocky before. He was the whistleblower on depleted uranium, and he said, you cannot use this. He was brought in to investigate the contamination by DU after we dropped over 300 tons in the first Gulf War. And what happens is that we formulate it, the Pentagon formulates it into rods and artillery shells and 50-millimeter caliber ammunition. And on impact, the depleted uranium aerosolizes. It burns and goes into tiny, tiny particles, microscopic, that go into the air and the sand and the water supply. And so everybody is exposed, the civilian population and the soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
So when he identified that, he said to the Pentagon, you know, you have to do something for the Iraqi people to set up some sort of healthcare evaluation. You have to do the same for returning veterans. Well, the price of a blood test for depleted uranium is $1,000. And so that, of course, was cut from the budget. We have billions of dollars to spend on supplemental bills that will go towards mercenaries to provide security for the American businesses, but there's not enough money to test returning soldiers for what their government exposed them to. So this is it's the most likely cause of Gulf War syndrome, and it's the most likely cause for the increased cancers in Iraq.
And so your family, that is still over there, and the rest of the Iraqi population, they are aware that they, even though they're drinking filtered water through an RO unit, they are still aware that they're ingesting depleted uranium.
Well, yeah, because they know they're breathing it in every day. There's nothing they can do. So this is that's kind of, you know, I never wanted to say anything to them. I kind of biasly thought, well, maybe they don't know. Maybe they just don't know, and that ignorance will be bliss. But they mention it one day. They're like, oh yeah, the Americans didn't bring us democracy, but they brought us cancer. So they know. And I have a cousin now who's 2.5, who by the age of 2 had already had a bone marrow biopsy to rule out cancer as the etiology of a fever. So that's how high the incidence rates are that the test for cancer becomes a routine evaluation. And this is, you know, that's a pretty invasive diagnostic. So this is, they know their lives are they have sort of a death sentence, because depleted uranium doesn't go away. The half-life is 4.5 billion years.
Right, yes. Then the last time you were over there was in 2006, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and how long did you spend?
3 months.
3 months. You were over there for 3 months. So did you notice, I mean, were you noticing quite a high rate of birth defects in young children and so forth?
You know, my visit was very, very limited because of the lack of security. So I could not, while I visited one of my cousins is a doctor at one of the main hospitals in Basra, and while I visited her at the hospital in 2004, there are such dangers, especially because I'm a Westerner. But even if I weren't, women don't typically these days, because of the lack of security, they don't leave the house without being accompanied by a male relative. So real sort of investigative reporting was not possible.
So this is due to what, rapes, kidnappings, a combination thereof, or what?
Yeah, it's a lot. I think predominantly it's kidnappings, because with between 50% and 70% unemployment, people are desperate, and it's also the 13 years of sanctions prior to that. So kidnapping for ransom, especially a Westerner who could bring a high ransom. It's pretty rampant. But in addition to that, in southern Iraq, because there is no law and order, because there is no defense like they had under Saddam Hussein, the conservative Islamic parties have taken over. Saddam Hussein had a secular socialist government. Now conservative Islam has taken over the south, mostly from parties based in Iran. And so the sort of religious police, these religious militias, are out and about and will harass women if they are by themselves, if they're not fully covered, if they're not covering their hair. So we have set women's rights back decades, if not centuries.
And there's still, to this day, no reconstruction going on, because really the money that is being spent is being spent on the building of the air bases and the
right.
The building of the wall. Now, I understand, and here's where my naivety will come in a little bit. I understand that there's a troop surge. We've sent, I know, an additional 40,000 troops or so in there. And I heard something about them building a wall, okay?
Yeah. Really, many of our tactics are exactly what the Israelis are doing in occupied Palestine, and that's no accident. There are open communications. Top-level army officials are dealing with the top-level officers of the Israeli quote-unquote defense forces. But the building of the wall, first of all, the whole green zone where the American headquarters are, basically the CIA is operating out of the green zone, that's completely surrounded by what are called Bremer's walls because they went up while Paul Bremer was there.
Mm-hmm.
So if we were going to go in and free the Iraqis from a dictator, it might have been, at least for PR purposes, it was a bad idea to take over Saddam Hussein's most beautiful palaces and then prevent any Iraqis from having access to that area. And then the other aspect of a wall, which is really, this is what the Nazis did in Poland, setting up the Warsaw Ghetto, is to wall off areas of Baghdad, purporting to be so that they could scan each area and get rid of quote-unquote insurgents, and then by the time, I guess, the whole country's walled off, the insurgents will be gone. But what does not make sense about that is that there are no insurgents. What there is a legitimate resistance to an illegal occupation.
Right.
So it is the Iraqi people who are defending their homes, their families, their lives, their country. So there will be no eradication of quote-unquote insurgents unless we choose to kill all 27 million Iraqis.
Right. So what we're being told here is that, you know, and we've heard this ongoing, you know, garbage for years now, is that, you know, they're getting the control of the insurgency and there's uprisings and, you know, then they're maintaining it and so forth. But the insurgents, they paint a picture like these insurgents are coming in from other countries, you know, to fight the Islamic Jihad or whatever.
Right.
And that's not the case at all. I mean, that could be to a limited degree.
Yeah, there might be a few who decide that this is, you know, their struggle because, you know, extremists are everywhere. But by and large, I mean, in this country, if we had foreign armies showing up on our shores, I mean, what would people do? What would people do to defend themselves? If you have a robber burst into your house, what would you do to protect your family? And this is a human response, but we are being, and people are buying into it. We have reason to doubt the story of sectarian strife because the people who are telling us that that's what's going on are the same ones who told us about weapons of mass destruction,
mm-hmm.
the same ones who told us about ties to Al-Qaeda, and these people are liars.
Well, I haven't seen them tell us the truth about anything. I mean, and it goes, that extends far beyond just this war.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of one thing.
There isn't
really...
any. And that's, you know, I mean, we could go down that rabbit hole for a while and say, you know, I woke up to this whole illusion, you know. I mean, the dumbed-down American public lives in an illusion. They live in an illusion that, you know, 8 out of 10 Americans think we live in a free country.
Right.
And when you wake up from this, and you realize that we've been lied to about the, you know, going, the reasons for going into Iraq. We're lied to about the income tax. We're lied to about literally everything. And then you finally come to a conclusion, and it's a gut-churning conclusion. It's almost, I equate it to losing the death or losing a loved one. It's
yeah.
that painful.
It's a loss of innocence, totally, because you want to believe and you want to have faith. And, you know, this is what happens on a smaller scale in the military also. The military, for young kids, it becomes their family. They tell you, you know, for the Marines, it's Semper Fi, always faithful. They're like, oh, you know, this is my new family. People are going to take care of me. If they're coming from difficult backgrounds where they didn't have the family, the kids didn't have the family support that they needed, then all of a sudden this is their new family. And they get to Iraq and they see that they were lied to, that the Iraqi people are completely impoverished. That, and they know now, you know, the jig is up. They had nothing to do with September 11th. And it is now, you know, I said it's suffering for my family in the heat. The American soldiers are there in wearing like 50 pounds of gear, with the camouflage and the bullet resistant vests. I mean, there are people dying. There are soldiers dying from heat exhaustion and heat stroke. And this is the reality. And we keep hearing it from the Congress people and from the administration. Support the troops. Support the troops. Well, a poll done in 2006 showed that 72% of troops, American troops serving in Iraq, said get us home by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's now May 2007.
And a lot of them are on their third and fourth and some fifth tours.
Absolutely.
And the other thing is that they're trapped there. They can't get out. I mean, they went over there. They were lied to get there. Okay, the WMDs and the buildings came down, 9/11, the Twin Towers, and it's rah rah. And you know, I equate it to banging a beehive. You know, all the bees come out, and then the administration points in a direction and says, "Well, there they are. There's the Muslims. Go get them." Okay. Right. So the bees all take off and they go over there to get them. Now they're trapped over there. The majority of our troops are over there. They're caught in a war that they shouldn't be in to begin with. They were lied into it. And now we sit in a situation where we, the American people, are extremely vulnerable.
Well, they are, and especially, and nothing shows it better than, you know, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Kansas now that, you know, supposedly the troops went over to defend our freedoms. While they were gone, our freedoms got taken from us and natural disasters hit.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only that, but now we're looking at this shadow government. We're looking at this weird transaction in Paraguay with almost 100,000 acres that the Bush administration, or George Bush, bought personally with I don't know how many thousand troops down there that have immunity from prosecution. We have Blackwater, okay, which are hired mercenaries that are being paid $100,000 a year. Listen, we've got to take a break. All right. I'll continue with that thought, and we can continue with our conversation here in just a couple minutes. So stick with us. This is Michael Herzog with my special guest, Dr. Dalia Waspy. We'll see you in three.
Employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Short segment here, Dahlia. Back on Blackwater, okay?
Yeah.
We've got these, the reports are 100,000 of these troops. Now they're starting to pop up here. What concerns me is if there is a possibility that the true agenda of this administration is to deliberately get our troops out of this country, because these Blackwater mercenaries are being trained at three, I believe they're in South Carolina, they're in California, and somewhere else in this country, but they're training them here, okay?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all right, go ahead. Your comments on that.
The thing with Blackwater and many of the mercenaries, you're absolutely right, it's over 100,000 who are there now. But this is reaping tremendous profits for these defense contractors and for these security companies. So really, every day that American troops stay in Iraq is another good business day for those companies. And I really, in the big picture, I'm not sure what the stand is, because I don't know that there will be adequate armament if the troops come home, if the American forces come home. And then because right now we have a force of about 250,000 there, if you add up the mercenaries as well.
Right.
In addition, those businesses who are paying the mercenaries to be there, those American businesses, I think in all likelihood, they're going to have to leave when the American troops leave.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So and so once they leave the mercenary, there'll be no more paychecks for the mercenaries, and they'll go with them. So I think that once the troops come home, that will be, that everything, the whole project of stealing Iraq's oil and taking control of it from the Iraqi people will have been done in vain. And as it has been, it's just that we continue to do it that way. The kids who are coming home maimed, the kids who are coming home in flag-draped coffins have died for corporate profit. And that's what's happening everywhere in this country. It's just more graphic and more obvious in Iraq. But this is a rich man's war, and the poor people are paying the highest price.
And that's exactly the reason why they're not coming home.
Right.
And that's exactly the reason why they continue to song and dance, and they play their charades, and they argue about it, both sides, Republican
Absolutely.
And Democrat, but nothing happens.
Absolutely, because the Democrats, they are as beholden, if not more beholden than the Republicans, to the Israeli lobby.
Mm-hmm.
The Democratic Party gets 60% of its funding from the Zionist lobby. And so, And Congress people, because of the way our campaigning is run, they depend on the financing from the wealthy lobbyists to fund their reelection campaigns. So it really doesn't matter what their constituents tell them, unless I can go to my congressperson and say, this is really, we're slaughtering people in Iraq. Poor people are dying on both sides, on all sides. Unless I hand her a check for $10 million, she's not going to listen to me.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
This is the corruption of our system. So we have to it's absolutely, as you said, the song and dance. The Democrats are pretending to make an effort, but yesterday was graphic evidence of how complicit they are in the war crimes.
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you what, it's coming up to the top of the hour. We got to go to a 2-minute break.
Okay.
And I'm going to open up the phone lines if you want to.
I'd love to. That'd be great.
Okay. And we'll take a few phone calls. I've already got Rollin. I didn't even open the phone lines, and I got Rollin on. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Second hour coming up with my special guest, Dr. Dahlia Wasfi. See you in 2 minutes.
It's true.